Jayam Vishnu Pad Brahman Parvi Jak Charya Stethara Satoshi Shimad Shila Bhakti Rakak Shira Dev Gosai Maharaj Kiya Shila Bhakti Rakak Shira Dev Gosai Maharaj Abir Bab Mahatsa Bhi Shila Guru Maharaj Guru Puja Vyas Puja Mahatsa Puja Jayam Vishnu Pad Shila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Gosai Maharaj. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Brahmasa Bhagavadya Kacharya Stathara Sata Shishimad Shila Bhakti Bhagavan Shila Bhakti Sanam Saraswati Gosai Thakur Pratha Kija. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Shila Bhakti Kacharya Jaya Bhakta Vrindiki
Jaya
Harinam Sankirtan Ki
Jaya
Lord Premanam So today is the Divine Appearance Day, Vyas Puja Day, Guru Puja Day of Shila Bhakti Rakak Shridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj. It's also the Appearance Day of the son of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Virabhadra Gosai, or Sri Vira Chandra Gosai, Srila Nityananda Prabhu's son, who is considered one of the main pillars in our line of ascension, or parampara. Means, one time Srila Govinda Maharaj told me about Vira Chandra Gosai. He said that Nityananda Prabhu was very, very liberal. We know the story of Jagai Madai, where persons who couldn't be accepted by Mahaprabhu, anyway, they were accepted openly by Nityananda Prabhu, and through Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, then Mahaprabhu gave his mercy. But so Sri Nityananda Prabhu is very merciful, and we see that in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. When Mahaprabhu returned back from South India, where with his servant Krishnadas had been tempted by the Bhadataris, like gypsies, and they sent some Bhadatari women to entice Krishnadas, and he left Mahaprabhu's side. There's a verse that says that the Lord will save his devotee, dragging him by the hair back to him. And that's exactly what happened with Krishnadas, that Mahaprabhu went. The Bhadataris came at Mahaprabhu with weapons, but all the weapons fell from their hands, and it was cutting their hands and legs, those weapons. So they ran away in fear. Mahaprabhu grabbed Krishnadas by the hair and brought him back. But when he got back to Puri, Mahaprabhu said, "Now my responsibility for this person has ended. I now relinquish his association." And Krishnadas began to cry. And at that time, Mahaprabhu didn't take very much notice of this, but the devotees, headed by Nityananda Prabhu, they gave their mercy to Krishnadas, and they gave him some comfort and decided to keep him engaged. They would send him to Sachimata and to all the devotees of Navadvip to inform that Mahaprabhu would come back from his South Indian tour. So then they said to Mahaprabhu, "We need somebody to go to Navadvip and inform all the devotees that you've returned." Mahaprabhu knew exactly what they were talking of, and he just said, "Do as you like." And they sent Krishnadas there. And Krishnadas took shelter of Mother Sachi and the devotees of Navadvip. So Sridhar Maharaj once commented that when Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was angry with one person, one devotee, then he rejected him. But Srila Saraswati Thakur told Srila Sridhar Maharaj that you have to give this man your mercy. And Shiva Shunamar said, how I can give him my mercy if he has been rejected by you, Gurudev? And Shiva Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati said, in the same way that Nityananda Prabhu gave his mercy to that Krishna Das, he gave mercy to him even though he had been rejected by Mahaprabhu. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, you have to represent Nityananda Prabhu and give some mercy to this man. But he wasn't himself. Srila Saraswati Thakur wouldn't do that, but he asked Guru Maharaj to do that. So I feel that that's very pertinent. Nityananda Prabhu was very, very merciful. But Srila Govinda Maharaj told me that Virachandra Gosai, he said he's more merciful, if you can imagine, more merciful than Nityananda Prabhu. Because Virachandra made no qualifications at all as to who he would accept. That's the way Srila Govinda Maharaj explained it to me. And a few months before Gurudev departed from this world, Srila Govinda Maharaj departed, when I went there, then he asked me, have you been to Virachandrapur, the Zeka Chakra, parents' place of Nityananda Prabhu, but it's named after Virachandra. Virachandrapur is the name of the village. Everyone knows Ekachakra, that's what it's called, Virachandra. I said, no, she lived over in the Mars. He said, you must go as soon as possible. I heard Srila Sridhar Maharaj appeared on this day of Virachandra Gosai. And there's some relationship also, because we've heard how when Srila Sridhar Maharaj, after some difficulty with some disturbance came in the Gaudiya Math, and many of the persons left the Gaudiya Math, and Srila Sridhar Maharaj withdrew. And he was taking a line, almost you could say, of Bhajana Nandi, like some solitary worship he had, Govardhan Srila's worship meeting like that, but he was keeping in a secluded place. And then his godbrothers, they found him in Navadvip, where is the mutt now? And he was there, and then they began visiting him. And at that time, as I said, Srila Sridhar Maharaj was somewhat withdrawn. But one time he visited to that place, Ekachakra, the appearance place of Nityananda Prabhu. And he was praying to Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and Srila Sridhar Maharaj said he received some transmission from Nityananda Prabhu, because he was praying to Nityananda Prabhu, you please give me your mercy. And the transmission that he heard is that I've already given you so much mercy, but you're not distributing that to others. You're not giving that to others, and yet you're asking for my mercy. And the mood of Nityananda Prabhu is very generous distribution. So after that time, Srila Sridhar Maharaj felt that he received that transmission from Sri Nityananda Prabhu at Ekachakra, and he began initiating devotees. Before, he was reluctant to initiate devotees, then he began initiating devotees. So the line of Srila Sridhar Maharaj related very marked of that incident. He would tell us of that. So before the departure of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, then Srila Sridhar Maharaj, he composed some poems to present to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in his prayers to Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, one pranam mantra he wrote for Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, begins Gurudan. He says all the contributions that Bhakti Vinod Thakur has given, and he mentions he's given us Mahaprabhu's birthplace, he's given us the holy name, the Shuddha Nam. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has given us Granta, so much beautiful scriptures that he published that were almost lost because they had out of print, not even known, and at the same time many of his own compositions. So he gave the world so much scriptures. And he also, as I said, Mahaprabhu's appearance place had been lost. He just rediscovered that. He gave what is the actual pure Shuddha Nam, he gave that. Then he gave much Granta, or scriptures. And he also, the verse begins that he gave Guru. He gave Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Knowing, let's see what else he gave. Guru, Granta, Goradam, Namadam, Bhaktidam. He gave what is pure devotional service. It was all given by Bhakti Vinod Thakur. But the verse began that he gave us Guru. So Srila Sridhar's focus was he wanted to, especially when he wanted to please Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and, you know, render something to him that would be very pleasing to his to Srila Prabhupada's heart. So he composed some prayers which are called Bhakti Vinod Varaha Dashikam, because the vision of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is that Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he saw him as his guru. This is his father, we all know, but he saw Bhakti Vinod Thakur actually as his guru and as a direct representative of Srimati Radharani. And that was his perception. Of course, Bhakti Vinod Thakur had asked him to approach and receive the mercy of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, which Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur did. But he never lost that focus of Bhakti Vinod Thakur as guru. So Guru Maharaj, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, he presented Bhakti Vinod Varaha Dashikam on the disappearance of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. He presented 10 prayers glorifying Bhakti Vinod Thakur and explaining that everything, all substance, the whole conception of worship of Shishi Radha Krishna, Radha Dasham, it is all by the mercy of Bhakti Vinod Thakur we get these things. And when Srila, this subject is of course very important to Srila Saraswati Thakur. So when he listened in a very critical way. These are Sanskrit prayers. And at the same time, Saraswati Thakur, the subject is of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, of his guru. He named so many deities after Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. You know, Krishna Radha Vinod, and so many different deities named after Vinod, employing the name of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And when Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is hearing these prayers, he listened in a very critical way at first, very analyzing, very deep mood. But as he listened, he became very pleased with the verses, and he was very happy to hear this. And he remarked that these prayers had been presented in a very happy mood. And he said that Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, to the effect that he was revealing himself in these verses. And then he commented, at least I know that one person can properly represent our line, and that is Srila Sridhar Maharaj. So after that time, we all know of the incident where Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, leaving this world, he called upon Srila Sridhar Maharaj to sing Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, and from that time on, everyone present saw that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was indicating Srila Sridhar Maharaj as the protector of the Rupa Nuga line, and so many of the devotees, they came to Srila Sridhar Maharaj to get his mercy. And even in our brief time with Srila Sridhar Maharaj, many of the devotees, they got that opportunity to meet with some of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's senior most, by then of course older, but senior most disciples. They came to see Sridhar Maharaj. One of many came. Bhakti Shivanga Goswami, Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's last sannyas disciple that was we would meet him when we came to see Srila Srila Maharaj. Jajavar Maharaj, he was there. And very dear disciples. And Bhakti Sharanga Goswami Maharaj, on his Vyas Puja, he would invite Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, and everything that he would collect in the form of Guru Dakshin on his Vyas Puja, he would give to Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And then towards the end, when it came time for Srila Bhakti Sharanga Goswami Maharaj's Vyas Puja, and he's like this, practically the senior most disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. And he's giving all honor to Srila Sridhar Maharaj. So that the one year, Srila Sridhar Maharaj was ill and could not attend Bhakti Sharanga Goswami's Vyas Puja. So then Bhakti Goswami Maharaj, he said that every year, because Srila Sridhar Maharaj is coming, I'm getting one more year of life. And because he hasn't come this year I will leave. And it happened like that. That's the way it has. Srila Sridhar Maharaj couldn't go, and Srila Bhakti Sharanga said, each year he comes, I'm getting one more year of life. But this year he could not come, so then I'm considering that this year I will leave, and it will happen, and it happened. So all the disciples of Srila Sridhar Maharaj had, the disciples of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they had so much appreciation for Srila Sridhar Maharaj and Srila Govinda Maharaj. He told us of one, that he would receive the mercy of all these Vaishnava, the great Vaishnava acharyas, when they would come and visit. And they said one year, one of Srila Saraswati Thakur sannyasis came, and Srila Govinda Maharaj wanted to know how to properly receive him. Because sometimes they could be very strict, like he told how when Govinda Maharaj would range the like mosquito net of one of Srila Saraswati Thakur's godbrothers, had to be very, geometrically perfect. When Srila Govinda Maharaj wouldn't do that exactly right, he would chastise him and say, "No, you don't know what." And she'll arrange it. So one time, one of the godbrothers of Sheila Sridhar Maharaj came to visit, and Sheila Govinda Maharaj was very concerned how he would properly receive that godbrother. So he said to him, "Maharaj, how long will you be staying here?" And he said, "I just got here, and you're asking me when I'm going to leave." You know, he was joking. He said to Sheila Govinda Maharaj, "I just got here, and now you're asking me when I'm going to leave?" And he says, "Anyway, it doesn't matter. Even if you would broom us, even if you would hit us with a broom, still we would not leave. Because we have come here for Sheila Sridhar Maharaj's association." That's how he described it. So many, and that's how Srila Govinda Maharaj got the association with so many of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's disciples, because they would come to spend time at the mosque. So many of them, and even also Krishnadas Babaji, and so many of the senior disciples would come. And Srila Govinda Maharaj had relation with all of them, and then therefore Srila Sridhar Maharaj said that to Govinda Maharaj, "Even though you never met Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, it is as if you directly, you know, had association with him." Because he received that through all of his disciples, through Guru Maharaj, of course, and through so many of his disciples. So Srila Sridhar Maharaj, the quality of the Vaishnava that he is, we cannot even begin to perceive or conceive what kind of great personality he was. When they were establishing the temple of Srila Sridhar Maharaj at his appearance place in Srihapaniyadam, Srila Govinda Maharaj established that temple there. And when they brought Srila Sridhar Maharaj to Srihapaniyadam for the inauguration, where Guru Maharaj appeared, they built the temple of Shishi Radha Gopinath there. And that, before it was, that exact spot was like the maternity home. Because in India, they don't go to a hospital, and at the same time, the child is not born in the house. That is not considered auspicious. So they build like a structure, like a temporary structure, like a thatched structure where the child is born. And then after some days, there is a ceremony, and then the child and the mother are brought back into the house. It's like maternity home, maternity house. And that was where Srila Govinda Maharaj Srila Sridhar Maharaj appeared, and where Srila Govinda Maharaj, at that place, he built the temple in Srihapaniyadam. So when they went there, then they took so many of Srila Sridhar Maharaj's godbrothers, like Yajivar Maharaj and Krishnadas Babaji and other persons went with him. Remember, everyone was present. But at that time, Srila Krishnadas Babaji, he commented, he said, "My whole life I've been singing the songs and the verses of Srila Rupa Goswami." And he told, "But I'm seeing that what Srila Sridhar Maharaj has written, there is no difference between them." He says, "What he has written, I am perceiving as equal to the verses of Srila Rupa Goswami." That is a very high and amazing thing to say, compliment. And then he said, Krishnadas Babaji would also visit Hapaniya many times, and when he would visit, he would go there on his own, and he would go to Hapani, he would go to where the school where Sridhar Maharaj, you know, learned Sanskrit, the place where he learned, in different places from the pastimes of Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj asked him, "Well, why are you doing that? Why are you going to these places? And he said, because this place, he told, is non-different from Varshana. Actually, he told that when they were inaugurating the temple of Shiva Sridhar Maharaj. And that was all, when he was asked about why are you going to my place and my school and all that, that's when he said that told Srila Sridhar Maharaj is like Rupa Goswami in his compositions. So that place said like that Sri Hapanyadam to be non-different from Varshana, from like that. Now there are many places in Sri Navadvip Dham that are the appearance of the holy places are in Sri, all within the Gauradharma, within the appearance plate, in the area of Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Anyway, this kind of exalted Vaishnav, we cannot, by our, what I've heard, I can say something about that. From my own realization, who am I to be able to understand who are the Param Vaishnavas, what are their qualities? But we could appreciate, when we read Srila Sridhar Maharaj's books, we see them as very, very beautiful poetry. His heart is like that of a poet, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and the way he expresses it. And Bhakti Ridoy Bhan Maharaj, he commented that we are all trying to write some literature and do some preaching, but he says, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, with his Prapana Jivanamrita, he has far excelled everyone. That Prapana Jivanamrita, when it's talking about the qualities of Sharanagati, of surrender, and it's, each chapter is dealing with progressive evolution of verses taken from the Shastra and developing from consideration of understanding to deep understanding. It's going like that each chapter. And Srila Maharaj has written aphorisms, the Sanskrit aphorisms that introduce each verse to explain what is the basic quality that verse is exemplifying. So his aphorisms are very, very important because they give you a full understanding of what is happening. And of course he analyzes the six limbs of surrender. He also presents what's called upakranamritam, approaching nectar, then the six verses, then verses glorifying from the Shastra, glorifying the quality of surrender, then six chapters which give words of the devotees glorifying each limb of surrender. And when he's doing so, Srila Sridhar Maharaj presents the verses, especially from Sikshastika of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he presents them in the verses with the verses of the devotees. Because afterward, there's a chapter from glorification of the Lord, glorifying the glorifying surrender, words from Bhagavan. And they're mostly many verses from Lord Krishna glorifying that quality. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's verses are not with the verses of Bhagavan, of the Lord, but they're with the verses of Bhakta Vachanamrita, with the verses of the nectar of the words of the devotees, and Sikshastika verses. Each different chapters or different verses, you know, describing different limbs of surrender from Sikshastika, from Mahaprabhu's words. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj says, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he doesn't express himself as the Supreme Lord, but he expresses himself as a devotee. And it's the composition is so amazing. If anyone will read, you know, Prapanajivanamrita, or study Prapanajivanamrita, they will get all understanding. I mean, it is a very, very beautiful presentation by Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And he has given so many contributions to our Gaudiya line. As we know, we're we're singing in the evenings the Prema Dhamma Deva Stotram. There are 72 verses there. Of all Mahaprabhu's activities presented in Sanskrit verses in a very beautiful way, presenting the full Leela of Mahaprabhu. This is, you know, a very special contribution made by Srila Sridhar Maharaj. Then also, he gave a commentary on the Gayatri Mantra. Gayatri Mantra, presenting the Gayatri Mantra with a full understanding of Gayatri Mantra, all the way, evolving all the way up to Radha Dasya, his commentary on Gayatri Mantra. And it's very deep. He said, Srila Sridhar Maharaj said, I heard that there is a commentary by Jiva Goswami. More or less, I could not find that commentary, but I'm giving this. Then Srila Govinda Maharaj said, well, normally the Gayatri Mantra is not spoken out loud, is not presented. Why are you giving this openly? And Srila Sridhar Maharaj said, because if I don't, who will give it? Mm-hmm. So he gave it. Very beautiful understanding of Gayatri Mantra, understanding it in the line of understanding Gayatri itself in the line of Radha Dasya. It's like a vision that's completely unique. Then so many other contributions, many beautiful songs that we're singing in the aarties, like Jai Sachinandana, we're singing that, and other songs of Srila Sridhar Maharaj. So one time Srila Guru Maharaj commented why there's unique singing of songs in the aarties of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Ma. Because, you know, previously we would sing different songs, but then was asked to Srila Sridhar Maharaj why these songs are being sung, because it's apparently not like other mats of the Gaudiya Mat. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj said, because we are glorifying our deities. The deities that are before us, the songs that we are singing, are in glorification of those deities. So we're singing songs in glorification of Mahaprabhu and glorification of Radha Krishna. Those are the songs that we sing. Then Srila Guru Maharaj wrote Saraswat Arti, which we are singing every evening. And Srila Govinda Maharaj asked why you have written Saraswat Arti. We're already singing Gaur Arti. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj said, because the Gaur Arti is not giving the full description of the deities that are before us. It is a glorification of Mahaprabhu, basically in his Maha, what is it called? Mahaprakash, in the house of Srila Bhakti, in the house of Srivas Thakur, when Mahaprabhu revealed himself to all the devotees. He revealed, Haridas Thakur, when you were beaten through the marketplace, I took those blows and revealed that, and revealed so many things, that pastimes that happened with the devotees at that time when he sat on the Singhasana at Srivas Thakur's house. But Srinivas Maharaj said, but Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he established our vision of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahyani. There we have Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna. So Guru Maharaj, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, wrote the Saraswat Arti that describes the deities. We're singing Bhakti Vinod Thakur's Gaur Arti, but we're also singing the full glorification of the conception of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And if you read, that is what is being described in the Saraswat Arti. And so Guru Maharaj again indicated that to show the full glorification of our deities, we're singing Saraswat Arti. Before they were singing. They were singing mostly on Friday night in the morning. Then I asked Sheila Govind tomorrow, we're having these beautiful deities of Shishi Guru Gananda Gandharvika Giridhari. I said to Sheila Govind Maharaj, can we sing Saraswat Arti every night? And Sheila Govind Maharaj said yes. And we began singing Gaur Arti and Saraswat Arti every night. And then after that, Sheila Govind Maharaj asked all the temples to sing Saraswat Arti every night. And then we're so much mercy getting through Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and I feel that I would not be properly glorifying Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And of course other songs, like the song glorifying Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakura that we sing every night, Prabhupada Stavaka, you know, all these prayers and glory. That song practically in every Gaudiya Math temple, they all sing that song. And they all recognize that this beautiful glorification of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakura by Srila Sri Ramaj. And many, many other songs. He wrote so many songs. He gave us literature, and he gave us song, and he's such a luminary among the Vaishnavas. We can't imagine who is Srila Sridhar Maharaj. That one time I was sitting with Sheila Govind Maharaj, and at that time they were making the deity that's in the samadhi of Sheila Sridhar Maharaj, were making in Jaipur. And I was sitting with Sheila Govind Maharaj, you know, on that low balcony outside below Srila Sridhar Maharaj's room on the first floor, where sometimes Aranya Maharaj and others take prasadam. Srila Govind Maharaj was sitting there. And he told me, he said, can you go to Jaipur and see how the deity is progressing? Can you go there and see? But I hadn't had so much association with Srila Sridhar Maharaj, so I felt I wasn't a proper person to be able to see the proper resemblance of the deity to Srila Sridhar Maharaj. So I said to Srila Govind Maharaj, I said, but, you know, Srila Govind Maharaj, I'm not qualified to do that because I didn't really know Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And then Srila Govind Maharaj, he became very ecstatic. And he said, this is correct. We never knew Srila Guru Maharaj. We never knew who he was. We didn't know him. I was kind of surprised by that. But actually, I can say that it's... And even Srila Govind Maharaj expressed those words. Of course, nobody could know Guru Maharaj better than Govind Maharaj. I mean, when in Imlitala, when they were... Guru Maharaj had given some description of the appearance of Mahaprabhu with the ears and everything like that, but it was all done in the form of, you know, in the form of code, like, you know, that it would say, you know, like describe different, like the Vedas would be one number, you know, because it would refer to different numbers by different words that would be given. So they asked Srila Govind Maharaj, nobody could figure out that. They asked Srila Govind Maharaj, can you tell what it means? And Srila Govind Maharaj said, yes, of course I can tell. And then they asked, and Srila Govind Maharaj explained what all the different symbolisms and words, everything meant. And they were surprised, and they said, how did you know that? And he said, what does it mean to be a disciple of Srila Sridhar Maharaj if you can't say these things, if you don't know these things? Said, like Srila Govind Maharaj was, of course I know what it means. And he explained that. So I'm saying, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, he wrote Govind Maharaj's pranam mantra, and he says, chintya chintya veda nipunam shri rupa padanagam. Chintya chintya. He knows what is conceivable, what is known, and what is unknown. So I feel that proper glorification of Srila Sridhar Maharaj will also include his loving, affectionate relationship with Srila Govindamaraj, and how he bestowed upon Srila Govindamaraj his full mercy. Because it's really a fact. When I was new person, I was going. I was sent by Srila Prabhupada, I think in 1974, to Srila Srinar Maharaj's mutt. There was some program there. And Srila Srinar Maharaj, at that time, he described to me Srila Govindamaraj, and he says, all my god brothers are saying that Srila Srinar Maharaj, he has too much affection for Srila Govindamaraj. Like almost Srila Govindamaraj wouldn't consider anything else separate from Srila Govindamaraj. He's saying, oh my god brothers are saying he has too much affection for him. So even at that time, and Srila Prabhupada, he had very affectionate relationship with Srila Govindamaraj, and when he would write to Srila Srinar Maharaj, he would write to Srila Govindamaraj and ask that you will get his answer. One of the things he wrote is, I'm preaching in the West, and I've been assigned this by Srila Prabhupada, by Srila Bhakti Sunanda Saraswati Thakur, but at the same time, I wish to leave this world in Vrindavan, and I am not well, then what should be the consideration? Then through Srila Govindamaraj, Srila Srinar Maharaj told him, and Srila Govindamaraj wrote to Prabhupada and said, no, you have been given Prabhudatta Desh in the West, and place assigned to you as the Lord, by the Lord's service, Prabhudatta Desh. And he said, when the proper time comes, you will. He says, first, wherever you are, that is Vrindavan. And when the proper time comes, you will return to Vrindavan. And it happened after that. So, and, you know, when Srila Prabhupada when Srila Sridhar Maharaj and Srila Govindamaraj went, that picture there, to the Chandradoya Mandir, and at that time, Srila Govindamaraj said that Srila Prabhupada considered that Sridhar Maharaj was his Siksha Guru, and that Srila Govindamaraj was his son. And Srila Prabhupada said, yes, that is true. And he said that in the absence of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, I considered that Srila Saraswati Thakur, he said, Srila Prabhupada, he sent Srila Sridhar Maharaj to prepare me. And they had a very close and affectionate relationship. And he also acknowledged that he considered Srila Govindamaraj as his son. And Srila Govindamaraj began his prayers, when at that time he began quoting Raghupati Upadhyaya, the verse. I'm illiterate, I can't properly say the Sanskrit verse, but it begins, who can I tell and who will believe me? But that person, and then he said, who can I tell and who will believe me? That person that we called, that we knew, is Abhoy Chanande. He is God to the West and come back as a Jagat Guru. He's a world acharya. And he has brought so many persons to the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu and given his mercy. So who can I tell and who will believe me? That person we were intimately related with, he has done this, that problem. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj organized, when Prabhupada came back, that he organized a parade for him and his disciples in Navadvip. That came with Ramanuja, I think it was, and who else? Achyutananda. And they organized a parade for him. Srila Sridhar Maharaj would talk with Srila Prabhupada in one house that's adjacent to the mud, near the mud, Blue House, and would talk with Srila Prabhupada, and Achyutananda asked, well, they were talking Bengali, of course, and he'd say, what are you discussing, what are you talking about? And then Srila Prabhupada told him, if you knew, then you would faint, you would lose consciousness, that your consciousness would not extend to that point, you would lose consciousness. So now we have always felt the relationship is very much that of a family. And Srila Govinda Maharaj, he continued with that line that Srila Srinivasa Maharaj, the line of the Rupa Nupa line, receiving. And we've many times talked about Srila Govinda Maharaj's, you know, receiving the temple of the land of Jiva Goswami adjacent to Radha Damodar through a dead phone, and so many other miracles that showed that Srila Srinivasa Maharaj had passed on that mercy to his dearmost disciple, Srila Govinda Maharaj. Srila Govinda Maharaj said, 42 years I lived with Srila Srinivasa Maharaj. And we all saw that the relationship was more than guru-disciple relationship. They were like intimate friends, very close relationship. I saw that when Govinda Maharaj would go to Calcutta as a new man, and I had to go to Calcutta. Srila Srinivasa Maharaj, he knew everything that was going on in the month, and I had gone there, but I think he had heard that I'd left my passport in Calcutta, so Srila Srinivasa Maharaj called me, told me, go back to Calcutta, get your passport. And, you know, it was a safe place, but he sent me back immediately. And when I'm going, he said, take this message for Srila Govinda Maharaj. And we all knew what the message is. The message would invariably say to Srila Govinda Maharaj, Govinda Maharaj would go there to do some work in Calcutta, and Srila Srinivasa Maharaj, after 2-3 days, he sent a note, suddenly I'm not feeling well, please come back. So I carried the note to Srila Govinda Maharaj. I was a little shocked. I gave this note to Srila Govinda Maharaj, and he read the note, and then he crumpled it in the ball. Because he had received so many these notes, and he would have to go back. So now that he had more work to do, but he honored Srila Srinivasa Maharaj's request. Sometimes Srila Govinda Maharaj would be leaving the mot, and they would go the road around, you know, because in order to leave the mot, you have to go around and come back through to cross over at the Garanga Shetu, the bridge that goes across the Ganga. And sometimes Srila Srinivasa Maharaj would send people directly up the road, climbing up the incline there, to get to the Garanga Shetu and catch Govinda Maharaj's car when it would come. He would leave, and Guru Maharaj would send someone to catch his car at the bridge and stop him. And so the relationship was very, very deep. And we all saw that relationship. And it was inconceivable. And many times, you know, Srila Srinivasa Maharaj would be speaking, and Srila Govinda Maharaj would sit there. He would be sitting there. Sometimes Srila Govinda Maharaj would even be reading. As Srila Srinivasa Maharaj was speaking, Srila Govinda Maharaj would be reading the newspaper. But Srila Govinda Maharaj, he was so closely related with Srila Srinivasa Maharaj. Inconceivable, that relationship. To us, it was, you know, very special to see that. And we all could understand that whatever Srila Srinivasa Maharaj wanted to give, that could be understood by Srila Govinda Maharaj, and he would explain it. Subsequently, after Guru Maharaj disappeared, Srila Govinda Maharaj would explain to us many of the conceptions, many of the things that Srila Srinivasa Maharaj said. What was their inner meaning? What was happening? Srila Govinda Maharaj explain it. He said that Srila Srinivasa Maharaj's Sanskrit was very easy to understand, very clear, but he said Srila Srinivasa Maharaj's Bengali was not easy to understand, was very complicated. So then on some of Srinivasa Maharaj's compositions in Bengali, Srila Govinda Maharaj told him, like, you know, this is not completely transparent, it's not clear what you want to say. And Srila Srinivasa Maharaj said, I do not want it to be clear. I do not want it to be openly understood. that some things he wanted, you know, to say in his own way. He didn't, very deep things, he didn't want to just like present them openly. He says, I want to present it like this. But Srila Govinda Maharaj could understand all those things. And he could reveal that. So we're very fortunate. This is Srila Srinivas Maharaj's divine appearance day. And this is one of those very special days for us. This is the, you know, the, in the Kartik month, the Krishna Navami day, the appearance day of Virachandra Gosai, Srila Srinivas Maharaj. I mean, this is a singular day in the Sri Chaitanya Saraswati Math. If we were in the Math at this time, this is, you know, like a major festival for all of us to be there. And I know our Bhakti Chandra Parvati Maharaj, he would always go to India. He would go to India for Srila Govinda Maharaj's appearance day, but often he scheduled his going to the Math to be there with for Srila Sridhar Maharaj's appearance day. So very special day, very day dear to all the devotees. Does anyone else wish to comment something on Srila Sridhar Maharaj? And we can have some glorification of Srila Srinivas Maharaj. We can offer flowers to him. And we already sang his Arti song in the beginning. And we can offer prayers to Srila Srinivas Maharaj, offer flowers to him. I don't know if Ramaya will offer Arti. This one. Ramaya?
May not hear you in the kitchen.
Hello, Ramai.
Vijay Ram?
I don't know. Ramai Archaniketan?
He's in the Pujari room.
He's in the Pujari room.
Ramachandra went to get him.
Okay.
Maharaj, we have a garland for you to offer.
Huh?
We have a garland for you if you want to offer it to the picture.
Yeah, let's wait till Ramai comes here and we'll.
He's
coming. So many of you got Srila Srinivas Maharaj's mercy. Some of the devotees in this room, they were able to go there, take shelter at his lotus feet. After the disappearance of Srila Prabhupada, many persons felt that when Prabhupada came to give, they, you know, after his disappearance, they found shelter at Srila Sridhar Maharaj's feet. Srila Sridhar Maharaj says, it is natural after the disappearance of one spiritual master to take shelter of a Siksha guru. That is a natural consequence. A natural consequence. So we came to Srila Sridhar Maharaj's lotus feet with that feeling that what we came to get from Srila Prabhupada, he would continue to give us. Because it's necessary to have this, the association and the instructions of a Vaishnava to be able to advance. And we felt that Srila Sridhar Maharaj gave us that shelter. And Prabhupada asked him to give us that shelter. So many of the devotees here in this room, they had some association from Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and they sacrificed something. I mean, they got so much because without Srila Sridhar Maharaj's lotus feet, we would not have any real shelter in the dangerous days that came after Srila Prabhupada disappeared. I mean, it was sometimes very difficult times all of us experienced. And that's natural. Srila Prabhupada says after the disappearance of one spiritual master, one cannot expect, you know, a period of comfort or tranquility. You know, many things will come to test us. But Srila Sridhar Maharaj gave it. We can have some arti for Srila Guru Maharaj. Okay.